I am Gloria Murray, and I'm the program director for the Hudson Valley Ombudsman Program, which is located in Poughkeepsie, New York, and we cover six counties, which is Columbia, Dutchess, Green, Ulster, Orange, and Sullivan.
And could you tell me more about your professional role and how long you've been there?
So I have been with the Hudson Valley Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program since November of 2015. And my primary responsibility is, of course, program management, but recruitment of volunteers, training of volunteers, and also responding to resident calls about complaints and making visits to the nursing homes as needed or on a quarterly basis.
And throughout the past year or however long it's been, how did COVID first get on your radar?
COVID first got on our radar, I guess, when everybody got on everybody else's radar, but I think more so when we were in March of 2020, when the governor said that all non-essential work environments were to stay home, and our role as ombudsman were stopped from going into the nursing homes. So therefore we were just able to answer calls. So I think before that, like, we knew people were not feeling well. I had a few mm-hmm. volunteers who didn't feel well, but we never, put the two of them together. So it was basically that day in March, I think it was March 17th, as I remember. And that's when it first really hit that, okay, this is, who knew? We thought a couple of weeks, right? So that's when it really hit.
I guess looking back with 2020 hindsight, now that some of it's passed, is there anything that you think you would have done differently in how it affected your work with residents?
Done differently as far as work. Well, I think, we did go remote to work at home, which was very challenging because with two staff people covering facilities, working together in one location is important because you feed off of each other and you can hear what's going on with residents all over. So it was really hard, I think, really, I'm not going to say hard, I'm going to say it was challenging to know that I had about 20 something volunteers that were not going to be able to go into the facilities mm-hmm. and how to keep them engaged over what I did not know was going to be our future 12 months. So it was trying to keep the volunteers from, being engaged, but not being able to go into the nursing homes, yet wanting to be aware of all of the calls that were coming into the office to understand what was going on in the nursing homes, and then trying to figure out how to keep the residents aware of, we're still here, we're still taking your calls, we're still open, just call us, we'll try to do the best we can. So those were a few of the challenges that we faced in the beginning, and it lasted for a while to keep, obviously not until this past June, volunteers started actually going back in. So in the beginning, it was very challenging.
Are there any changes you hope to come out of this in terms of how you responded to challenges or anything like that?
Well, I think one of the positive things that did come out of it was that technology was definitely used more. We never thought of using technology to make visits with residents. Although we're not always sure that they're private visits, at least it's a way to let us see the resident if they are complaining about something, or if their families are complaining or are concerned if we can't get there right away. But the other thing is we lost a lot of volunteers. So now we are in a rebuilding phase, which is going to be challenging because all of our volunteers are seniors. So we got to do some, creative thinking and understand where everyone's coming from. But we are just got to stay open, and you have to stay open-minded through all of this, and just continually think about how to make things work within our role as ombudsman if we cannot get in there. But I'm hoping that will never happen again in the future, that the ombudsman would never be able to see a resident during such a challenging time for them.
And you guys do such important work, and we're grateful for the ways that you've adapted throughout the year. So thank you so much for your time, and we really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to chat with us.